how they took care of, because everybody just didn't have big barns.
Did you ever see a covered haystack? You know, one they covered up somewhere?
I don't recall. Let's see. If I did, it was in West Texas, passing through on a bus. Now, in West Texas, they have, they really raise the feed and stuff like out there. And, of course, you're too far away, you can't tell too much about it, but out in the fields, they just have it.
They have out there,
mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when they first cut the hay, when they first mow it, sometimes they rake it into little piles before they bale it or whatever they can do. Have you ever heard a name for those little piles?
I don't recall. I don't recall.
What kind of animals do they have on that farm?
Well, it depends upon, they have the horses, the mules, the cows. And
the cows, tell me about that. Like, where do they keep them?
Barns. A lot of people have barns, and say, for instance, if you haze in the loft, they'll have your cows can go in the barn and stay back in there. Of course, some people don't. They just stay out.
But the cows would go in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
What about the horses? Where do they stay?
In the stable. They call it a stable. Mm-hmm.
What did it look like?
Well, let's see. I have visited a place where inside this barn, they had partitions. See, one horse over here in this stable, and they probably have a trough there for him to eat out of his hay or his corn. And then the next would be another horse or a mule like that. They had partitions between them.
The stable was a part of the barn then.
Mm-hmm.
What about yesterday? I think you mentioned another animal. Get pork from?
Oh, hoggy hog. Mr. Hoggy. Yeah.
Where did they keep those? Or where did if you kept
them? They usually kept them not too close to the house because they can, you know what a hog is, he likes mud and water and all like that, and they just, the hog pen can get offensive, and they usually keep them.
Does the hog pen have a shelter in it? Or?
Well, some people do, yeah. They put tin, get a piece of tin in, put a cross there to protect the hog. You know, people who care for their animals. A long time ago, people didn't think it was necessary. Or just the hog could root, and they didn't even keep them up.
They didn't?
And then some of them, had the hogs trained, you know, they'd be around on a farm and they'd have a certain place, a long trough, and those hogs would know to come and eat. They'd slop, just bring slop out there and pour it in, and those hogs would know to come to the, what time they feed them, they'd come in, but I don't know how people train them, but if they fed them well, they didn't go off. You know, if you keep them around, you keep enough food around there.
So they didn't have
and they
to
could
go. Out.
They could go into the field after they've gathered the corn and find, you know, sometimes they find nubs, ears of corn and things like that, and they just didn't go away from home.
So you didn't have to keep them in the pen all the time.
Didn't have to keep them in the pen all the time.
Well, now you mentioned slops.
That came from the kitchen. Well, you know, for instance, if you're gone to cook. Oh, vegetables and things. You put this in the slop. Your cabbage leaves, your shell, your beans and peas and things and all like that. Well,